Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about why being in a narcissistic relationship is so much more different than being in a typical relationship where you break up, and why it's so much harder to get over the narcissist than it would just somebody else. The reason that you're having a hard time getting over the narcissist is this, you guys. When that narcissist came into your life, you might have been at a vulnerable time in your life. You may have been lonely. You may have really, really wanted something, like you wanted to be in a relationship. You wanted to feel fulfilled by somebody. And who comes along? The narcissist, okay? Maybe you had bad luck out there. Maybe you dealt with a lot of people that were flaky. They treated you like an option. And here comes the narcissist. You know, they come in as your hero and they leave as your nightmare. The narcissist comes in and they paint a perfect picture of the two of you together, living forever with unconstitutional love, they declare for you, all right? So what they do is, what narcissists do is they study you. They study to see what your dreams and fantasies are. That's why, you know, they're going to look at your situation, they're going to listen to what you have to say, and they're going to know what you desire, all right? And if you're somebody who desires a relationship, desires marriage, desires kids, you know, that's the future faking that that narcissist is going to portray with the fantasy. They're going to talk about, oh, you and I, you know, our kids are going to look like this. And, you know, oh, what kind of house do you want to live in? They're going to paint it like you guys are going to live off into the sunset, all right? So what a narcissist does is they build up that fantasy in your head. They show you so much attention, too, in the beginning. They show you more attention than a typical person would that you end up in a healthy relationship with, because a typical person, you know, gets to know you, it moves slow, it may seem kind of boring, but that person is normal and is, you know, taking their time with you. Whereas the narcissist, you guys, they come in and they portray, you know, that they are, you know, they are this angel of light that has flown into your life. They portray, oh, God brought us together. A lot of them like to use religion, you know, to manipulate you. And especially if you're a person of God, they'll bring up, you know, Bible phrases, or they'll say, oh, I prayed to God that you would come in my life. So all of this is going to build this up in your head to think that this person was your soulmate. This is one of the big reasons you have a hard time getting this person out of your mind, because you thought that this person was your soulmate. They convinced you that they really loved you, that they were so into you, that you two were meant to be together, okay? This was all the manipulation of the narcissist, because they knew their intent was not to, you know, live, you know, happily ever after with you. Most of the time, the narcissist is there for, you know, sex, money, place to live, you know, have some good times with you, but they're not in for the long haul. But in order to get that supply out of you, they've got to make you think that, right? So a lot of them are good actors and good actresses that play the role, okay? They play the role. And how do they fool you? They fool you with the consistency in the beginning. They give you tons and tons of attention. They blow up your phone. They have you on the phone for hours. They're so damn nice in the beginning. They go out of their way to try to help you. Some of them will say things like, oh, I'll go pick up your kids. Oh, I'll do that. I'll pick up your medicine at the store. Oh, I'll do this. And you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, this person, they must really like me, or they must be really into me, because they're going out of their way for me. But what you forget to realize is that it's the beginning, and they're going out of their way for you because it's the beginning. And a lot of them too, they'll travel to come see you, especially, you know, if let's say they live far away, they're going to make that effort to come see you, and you're going to be fooled, because you're going to say, well, if they didn't like me, they wouldn't come all the way here now, would they? And the answer to that is, yes, they would. They would, because you're something new, you're something exciting. Maybe they have used up all the supply in their city and they want to come to you. It's also a little vacation for them. Narcissists love it. It's like a bed and breakfast. They come to you. They don't have to worry about running into their old lady or old man if they're in a relationship. They come to you. It's a new city. Maybe they like to, you know, explore the city with you. They like to lounge around your home. They like to get, you know, easy sex. So they'll travel. They like to travel. Narcissists like to travel, all right? So, and that's one of the ways, like I said, that they fool you. You think like, oh, they traveled all the way here. You know, they must really be into me. No, they may just want to, you know, to get away. And they're using you for that. And they're also using you for their sexual pleasure as well. So you got to look at what a narcissist's intent is. And we often, you know, we often take this for granted, because we say to ourselves, well, you know, and narcissists try to fool you. They'll say something like, well, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here. I'm here, aren't I? If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here. But what you forget to realize, you guys, and this is so crucial, is that they're not there because they love you. They're there because they are getting something out of you. And that's why you have to figure out what it was the narcissist was after. Was it sex? Was it ego? Was it you were a security blanket for them? You know, but the narcissist, one of the things you got to realize with the narcissist is that they're not all in, okay? They give you a little, but they don't give their whole self. They don't give their whole self because they can't trust and, you know, give themselves up to somebody with the risk of getting hurt. They're afraid of getting hurt. So they give you a little bit and they use you for what you have to offer. Okay. And a lot of them will use you just for a rendezvous. They like to come to your place. It's a rendezvous. They have their fun times and then they're off on their way and live their secret lives. So it's not so much that, you know, they're so into you. It's like they like the excitement. It's the excitement of it. And so when you leave a narcissistic relationship, that fantasy has been blown up so huge in your head because of how kind the narcissist was in the beginning, how much consistency they showed you. And some narcissists are so good at manipulation, they are so lovey-dovey, and some of them lay it down in the bedroom, okay? So a lot of people... Some women are digmatized, okay, because the narcissist laid it down so good in the bedroom, And men, you know, they're pussified with the woman. And what that is, you guys, is lust. That is lust. Understand the difference between lust and love. And go listen to my prior podcasts. So when you're lusting after this person and, you know, you're just sick or thirsty for them, it's going to be hard for you to leave that relationship as well, because it wasn't a relationship so much of love. Okay, because love is when you both sacrifice for each other and, you know, you build together and you don't want to see each other hurt. That's love. See, when somebody loves you, they don't want to see you hurt. Understand that. They do not want to see you hurt. But a narcissist doesn't care. Why? Because they don't love you. They may have lusted you. They could have enjoyed your company, but they did not love you, because love does not hurt. All right? So you guys, it's so much more devastating, because when the narcissist leaves you cold, okay, and they discard you, you are blindsided. You have this person that, you know, was showing you so much love, so much attention. At that point, you let your guard down and you trusted the narcissist. And then before you know it, the next day, the next week, that narcissist is discarding you, or they're blocking you, or they're disappearing on you, or they don't end the relationship and you have to do a reverse discard because they're not giving you closure and ending it. And they won't give you closure because they want to keep you around as a backup supply. But when they're not, you know, ending it with you, they're busy with somebody else. Understand this. And I need to make this clear, because so many of these, you know, people, these influencers out there got it wrong when they talk about the discard. When the narcissist discards you, okay, the primary reason why they discarded you is because they have replaced you. At that point, they have replaced you. They have somebody that is filling your shoes. It's not because, you know, you may have had an argument with them, unless it's a really terrible, terrible argument. But the thing you have to keep in mind is a narcissist will never leave you unless they got somebody else, because a narcissist can't be alone. They can't deal with that feeling of abandonment. So if they discard you cold, it means that they were grooming somebody else while they were with you. And at that point, they were ready to leave. The thing is, you were blindsided because you thought this person was all into you, but you missed the red flags, gang. You missed the red flags. Those times that narcissist was lovey-dovey, but they were disappearing at times on you, that is your red fucking flag right there. Because what they do is they make excuses. They'll say, oh, you know, I got to go help my mother out. Oh, I fell asleep. Sorry, I didn't get your calls or call you back. That is pure game. Game, 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 game. All right? So you don't recognize it because you haven't really been in the game long enough. So you're believing this person because they showed you so much attention, and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, maybe it did happen, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying that things can't happen, all right? And this is where you have to be careful. Things can happen where somebody may get sick, or somebody may have to help their mother or a friend or something. But when you see this happens a lot, and you see that they constantly make excuses, then you have to say in your mind, they are doing something shady. They're playing game on me, okay? They are playing game on me. And that's why they can discard you coldly, because what you got to keep in mind is that narcissist was not all in. Not all in. Go listen to my podcast again about what the narcissist's intent was. I did the podcast on this, and it talks about how the narcissist's intent is not the same intent as you, even though they portrayed that, because the narcissist is a con artist, all right? Understand this. They are a con artist. They are a manipulator to get something out of you, okay? That's why I said you got to be focused. You got to pin it down and say, what was that narcissist after with me, all right? So, you know, it's like this. It's devastating for a lot of people. And it was devastating for me when I had that with the malignant narcissist that I dealt with, even though he was cruel. This guy was cruel, okay? He was so cruel, and yet it was like I was like in shock, and I had to do a reverse discard because I finally got to a point where enough was enough. The gaslighting was enough. And, you know, back then, narcissism was not talked about a lot. You know, there wasn't so much awareness online. So I was really like in the dark, not knowing what the hell just happened. Here was a guy that like showed me so much love, so much affection, so much attention. And then, you know, during the course of the relationship, he was so cruel and he used to ghost and he used to disappear. But then he'd come back and he'd love bomb. So, you know, they fuck with your head. This is what a narcissist does. They fuck with your emotions because they're, you know, they're so nice. Then they either disappear, they're cruel to you, you know, they play games with you, you know, they're mean to you, they devalue you, and then all of a sudden they're nice to you again. Because what it is the minute that you start pulling away, then they lay on the love bombing and the niceness and everything because they see that you're pulling away. So now they got to be nice to you so that you're still sitting there thirsty for them again. Okay? That's the cycle of abuse with the narcissist. The push-pull, showing you little things and making you think, you know, dangling the carrot that they really care. You know, have, for instance, like with mine, he used to disappear and then come back and then say, I really love you. You know, I really miss you. You know, I'm sorry I didn't have Wi-Fi and everything like that. And just like hearing the words, I love you, it just made you melt because you really cared about this person. And it's like, all right. You know, maybe things happen. You start to make excuses in your mind. And my homie in Chicago, he was telling me the whole time, he was saying, this guy is playing game on you. He's fooling you. And it wasn't clicking in my brain, okay? It wasn't clicking in my brain till finally enough was enough. And I put all the pieces together and I saw him for who he was. And this is exactly what you have to do. You've got to put all the pieces together and see this person for exactly who they are. And sometimes people can't do that in their minds because they have such confusion. So what you do is you write it down on paper. Everything that narcissist did to you. They showed up late. They disappeared. They called me fat. They called me, you know, they called me a loser. They called me sorry. They called me this. They called me that. You know, they were always talking to their, you know, home girl or home boy. Put it all down on paper. Put it all down on paper. Because when you look at that paper, it's going to become clear to you to exactly how toxic that person was. And you're going to be like, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. But the problem is, you didn't see it at the time. You didn't see it at the time because you were blinded by the attention and affection you got from that narcissist in the beginning. You were constantly trying to get that person back, constantly, but that person is never coming back. All you're going to get is a shell of a hoover of that person. They may try to pretend to be that same person when they try to hoover you back, but now you know who they are, so it's not the same. Their act is not going to work on you because now you got a glimpse of their true character, okay? So the person, you know, when the narcissist is the nicest is in the very beginning, and you will never see that again. You'll see another, you know, duplicate pretend, you know, if they try to hoover and bring you back in, but, you know, that vision will never be the same because you now know the narcissist. So that picture that you put in your mind of them being, you know, your hero is crushed because they're not your hero. They're not who you thought they were. They pretended to be somebody. They mirrored you. They mirrored the fact that they were like you. If they saw you were into tennis, they pretended they were into tennis. If you were into horseback riding, they showed you pictures of horses that they like. Whatever you're into, they're going to pretend that they're into too. This is how they mirror you. They future fake you. If you talk to them about your dreams, like, oh, I'd love to live in the country and I'd love to, you know, raise kids there, they're going to be talking about that and sending you pictures of the country. Oh, what do you think of this house? This would be great if we lived there. Oh, look, our kids could play in the lake. Okay. This is the kind of crap and shit that a narcissist will do to fool you, to fuck with your emotions and make you think that they're so into you. It's a con. You're dealing with a con artist, all right? They played you. And the problem is, you guys, I'm sorry to say it, you didn't realize it because you didn't have the experience. You either ignored the red flags or you didn't recognize a red flag. So you got played. And one of the things you have to say is you got to let it go and say, all right, you know, I got played. And I sit here and I say it too. Okay. I could be so angry. Oh my God. You know, I could, you know, punch somebody in the face for what he did to me, but I've got to let it go. Why? Because it will only eat me up alive. My karma, or what I rather say is you reap what you sow. That person will, you know, reap what they sow, because God doesn't like ugly. So all the evil that is thrown out in the world, that person is going to get that evil back. And it will happen in time, because I've seen it. So, you know, you have to accept it. You have to let it go. Part of your healing is acceptance. This is how you heal. You have to accept it. You have to acknowledge the fact that you didn't know. And how would you have known? You forgive yourself because you didn't know, but you have to accept it, you guys. You have to accept it, because this is, you know, you can't change your past. I wish I could change my past, but I can't change my past. And now I'm at this point in my life that I am paying for all the bad decisions that I have made, and I can't change my past, but I have to accept it in order to be happy. And I look forward, I don't look back, and I value the things that are positive in my life, like my children, who I love to death, the fact that, you know, I have food on the table, the fact that, you know, I have a home, and the fact that, you know, the good people that I do have around me, I, you know, value the good in my life, and I don't look back on the bad that has happened. Your past, your pain is your strength, and I'm living proof of that. Believe me when I tell you, I am living proof of that, because I am a fucking soldier after everything I went through. And I could say that. And it's not that I'm being narcissistic. It just happens to be a fact because of all the stripes I earned and what I went through in my life. Okay. So, you know, it makes you a stronger person. So sometimes out of pain, you become a stronger person and a better person for it. Because now you will never, ever let that shit happen again. And the minute that you spot any toxicity, you will cut it out of your life and you'll live a more happy, peaceful life. You also won't take nonsense from people. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be a romantic relationship. It could be anybody. Okay. Anybody. And I've become like that. You know, I've always been a fighter, you know, but I'm at the point, you know, like when I see any kind of shadiness or anything like that, I will not tolerate it. Okay. And why? Because my brain is more focused and I know what I'm talking about because I study things. I'm an analyzer. So when somebody tries to challenge me, I try to be one step ahead in knowing the facts, because they're going to come back at me with certain facts. So you have to be kind of like, and I'm going to get into a podcast about this, about how to sharpen your mind, how to sharpen your mind, how to be like a prosecutor when you go into a courtroom, only you're not going in a courtroom, you're dealing in real life with toxic people, but how to handle them to a point where they know that they can't fuck with you, okay? Because they know that you are unwavering and you are, you know, you're going to call them out for their nonsense, or you're not going to deal with them at all. because you respect yourself and you're not going to tolerate anybody's nonsense, okay? See, I did a post about this and it's so true. And what I said is, when you're an empath, you love hard, okay? You wear your heart on a sleeve and you feel that everybody loves like you, okay? But they don't. But what a narcissist mistakes is the fact that when an empath has had enough, they will close, slam that door, and they will never let you back in. I will never let those toxic people that hurt me in my life ever back into my life, okay? Never. That door is nailed shut. So they better not try me. And I've had a few try me and they don't get me. They're not going to get me. They'll never, ever get me because I will never even, you know, speak one word to them because they are RIP. That is my, you know, this is how I have my peace, is to never, ever deal with you again. You are non-existent and not a part of my life ever again. I won't even say two words to you because you're not even worth my breath. All right. So this is what it is, you guys. They came in like an eagle, okay? And they left like a, you know, well, I don't know how to describe this really, but they came in like the angel of light. Your angel of light has finally come, the narcissist, right? You're thinking it's the angel of light. And they portrayed all of this. They built it up, all of this. And then they left as your nightmare, because in the process of them leaving as well, they have tore you up. By the time you discard the narcissist, they've called you every name in the book and they're wicked with it. They hit below the belt. They'll call you a shitty parent. They'll call you fat. They'll call you thin. They'll call you ugly. They'll say you don't know how to raise your kids. They'll go and they'll smear you to your friends, your family. They are just dirt. They are the dirt on the bottom of your shoe. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They are straight up garbage. Garbage. Okay? And why are they garbage? Because they have no code of ethics. They have no code of ethics and they do dirty things. So guess what? That makes the narcissist garbage. And I'm just going to say it because it's the fucking truth. And whoever doesn't like it doesn't have to listen to this podcast, because this podcast is all about the truth. I say it like I see it. And, you know, I had one person want to say something like, oh, you know, your delivery, you know, it could be a little softer. Well, if you don't like it, then this is not your podcast. All right. Sorry to tell you, this is not your podcast. Maybe move along. Okay. I am who I am and I say it like I see it, and I'm going to give it to you straight and upright, and I'm not going to candy coat it because I want it to sink in. It's called tough love. This is what this podcast is about. Tough love. I'm trying to save your life. Save your life from wasting it with a toxic narcissist, all right? So when the narcissist leaves you, they have left you in a state where you know, you have low self-esteem. You feel like you're ugly. You feel like you can't get anybody else because they told you, oh, you'll never get anybody else. Nobody wants you, okay? I had one narcissist, that malignant narcissist, that nasty piece of garbage that he was. He said to me, oh, the only people that would want you would be to fuck you, okay? This is what a low life he was. And he was a low life. And believe me, God's got a special place for him in hell. But, you know, these are the kind of things that the narcissists say to you to try to rip apart your self-esteem. And what the truth is that you threaten these people. You are a threat to these people. And that's the reason that they got to tear you down, because they're jealous of you. They're jealous of your self-esteem, or they're jealous of whatever you have. Okay. Maybe you have more than they have and they're jealous of it. So what are they going to do? They're going to tell you you're ugly. They're going to tell you you're a loser. They're going to tell you everything under the sun to try to rip you up, because they are fucking losers, lowlives that want to rip you down and tear you apart because you are calling them out for their nonsense, or you're not putting up with their BS. Okay. So you guys understand the beast that you were dealing with. a toxic person with no code of ethics, no morals and values, and not a person of God, because a person of God speaks the truth, okay? A liar, their father is Satan, okay? So the narcissist follows the principles of Satan by lying and deceiving and of darkness and confusion. Understand that. The narcissist is of darkness. This is why you're confused. This is why you have cognitive dissonance, because of the darkness and the confusion. And all of that, like the devil, is to fool you. So the narcissist, like the devil, comes in as your friend, okay? Remember, when the devil comes to you, they don't come as your enemy. They come as your friend. And it's kind of similar to the way the narcissist comes in and comes in as your savior. It's all to deceive you. Deceive you, okay? So, all right, you let it go. You can't change the past, but you know what? That shit, it is never going to happen again, all right? Because now you know the game, all right? I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And you guys, you know, have a great day. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to everybody, and stay blessed. God bless everybody out there, and have a wonderful holiday weekend. Take care. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.